Good Wednesday afternoon. David Schwann with you now in our Levin Performance Studio. And we are very delighted to have the group Cantus with us this afternoon for a wonderful program of music from many different eras. We not only have a live group in the studio, but we have a studio audience. So it's good to have you all here. Welcome to one and all. We are going to begin with a piece called How Can I Keep From Singing, arranged by Stephen Caracciolo. Also, we'll be hearing songs of work, songs known throughout these countries, from various countries around the world, The Alleluia by Randall Thompson, and we'll conclude with songs sung in prayer. So, let us begin without any further ado, as they say. How Can I Keep From Singing? Please welcome Cantus.
My life flows on in endless song, a lover's lamentation. I hear the clear, though far off, hymn that hails a new creation. Through all the and the strife, I hear the music musically. It sounds in my soul. How can I keep from singing? How can I keep from singing?
Singing, arranged by Stephen Caracciolo. Our opening number from this afternoon's live performance at the Levin Performance Studio of Cantus. Delighted to have them here. As a matter of fact, they're making their first appearance on WFMT and in the middle of quite a tour. They've been on the road in November and continue to travel and tour throughout this month, right just before Christmas, as a matter of fact. We want to welcome each and every one of you, 9 members in all, for those of you listening on our website as well, WFMT.com. Aaron Humble is the designated spokesperson for the group. Good afternoon. Again, great to have you with us this afternoon.
Thanks for having us. It's our pleasure to be here.
just a little bit about how you all got started, how the group was formed, and you've achieved quite a bit of notoriety. I believe 1995 was the first year for you. Is that correct?
That's right. CANTU started back in 1995 at St. Olaf College in Northfield, Minnesota. It was a group of students who had been singing with the Viking Chorus, which is the men's chorus, as freshmen, as all freshmen music majors do. And then after that first year, you go usually into an SATB choir, a mixed choir. And these guys really missed that sound of singing just with the changed voice TTBB repertoire. So they started getting together on Saturdays, singing, playing Frisbee, going to lunch. And it turned into something that was regular. And then in 1998, they took their first tour in the summer. Instead of getting a summer job working at Old Navy or a movie theater, they went up and down the East Coast and sang in churches and sort of passed the plate, passed the hat, stayed with host families. And then by 2000, CANTU established itself as a nonprofit organization, and since 2002 has been a full-time job for nine singers.
You have two recordings out now. Harvest Home is the most recent, and then one prior to that.
That's right. We have two that are recent. I think we're up to about 14 in our full catalog. But the most recent two are Song of a Czech, which is a really interesting project looking at the music of Dvorak and Janáček for men's voices. And then the most recent is A Harvest Home, and that's a collection of music that we've recorded live for broadcast over the years with Minnesota Public Radio for a special that we send out nationwide called Thanksgiving with CANTUS. It's an album that looks at harvest and coming together with family for the holiday times.
Everything on it, including For the Beauty of the Earth, America the Beautiful, and even Turkey in the Straw.
So well, Thanksgiving,
quite a,
you know.
Quite a variety of repertoire there. And we're about to hear three pieces that you've grouped under the heading Songs of Work. The first one with an interesting title, Mogamigawa Funa Uta. Tell us a bit about where this originates.
This is a Japanese song, and it's actually a rowing song, so you'll hear a very constant and consistent beat that goes throughout, and that would be to keep the rowers in time as they're working on the river. The text, it's in Japanese, is about a plight that is universal. Young men who don't have enough money to woo the girls that they love, and more importantly, to impress the fathers of the girls that they love.
Mogamigawa Funa Uta is the first selection. We will also hear Dulaman by Michael McLynn, and an arrangement once again by Stephen Caracciolo of Simple Gifts. Is this recognizable as the Simple Gifts that Aaron Copland did in the Old American Songs?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's the familiar Shaker tune by Elder Joseph Brackett. And you know, the Shakers were known for being very disciplined and for really enjoying their work and finding serenity and peace through work. And this is a song that they actually would sing while working.
Definitely serene sounds here in our Levin Performance Studio this afternoon. Songs of Work is up next on our program. Once again, CANTUS.
Yo, Isa,
Love and delight. to turn. Turn will be our delight, till by turn, turning we come round.
Simple Gifts, the Shaker melody arranged by Stephen Caracciolo. Prior to that, we heard Dulaman by Michael McGlynn, and we began this section with Mogamegawa Funa Uta. The group of songs known as Songs of Work, as grouped together by Cantus, our very special guest this afternoon at the Levin Performance Studio here at WFMT. Making your first appearance at WFMT. Welcome as well.
Thank you.
Once again. You're in the middle of quite a tour, actually. Just yesterday at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana, and tomorrow, wasting no time, going right out to the West Coast to the Cal Performances at the First Congregational Church in Berkeley, California. You've had quite a couple of months, haven't you?
That's right. Yeah, we had a great time last night singing in the Great Hall at the Krannert Center. It's just one of the best venues in the Midwest, really, and really in all of America. And it was really a magical performance there, just such a special space. And, yeah, for all of those listening out on the highway at about 2 o'clock, just pull over to the side so that we can make it to Midway on time for our flight.
You don't want to be caught up in the security line that was there over the weekend.
That's right. Yeah, we're actually touring a show called All Is Calm, which is about the Christmas truce of 1914. So we have three actors who are with us who are... some of them sitting out in the audience listening with us today. It's a really incredible show. We'll be out in California and then back in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul for performances, and then we'll do our last performance of this show at the Metropolitan Museum of Art on December 23rd.
Now, the show that you're doing, All Is Calm, that you just mentioned, deals with the truce in World War I, the centennial of this.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about what the show entails, what the program entails more properly.
It's really an incredible story because for many years it was sort of erased out of the history books and people weren't talking about it because it was seen as people who were insubordinate, people who weren't listening to their superiors. But from our modern perspective, of course, it's this great act of humanity, where on Christmas Eve, 100 years ago this year, at the very beginning of World War I, probably, we can't be sure, but probably motivated by the singing of carols, soldiers on opposing sides, the German and the English, put their guns down and came out of their trenches. And all along the front lines, of course, which stretched for miles and miles and miles, there were many truces. And some of them lasted just for Christmas Eve, and some of them probably lasted for weeks until all of those soldiers were actually removed from the front lines because they wouldn't fight. And I can hardly talk about that without getting emotional because it's such an amazing story. And to speak to face-to-face warfare, and when you look into the eyes of another human being, perhaps that would change your outlook.
And even for a moment, the universality of music brought everyone together.
Absolutely. And Silent Night is credited with probably being that song because it was popular in Germany, of course, where it was written, but then it had made its way to England by the time World War I had broken.
Which leads us to our next grouping, known as Songs Known Throughout These Countries. So we have three pieces, Este Dal by Zoltán Kodály, Waltzing Matilda, Stephen Leek, and the Alleluia, the beautiful Alleluia by Randall Thompson. I've known the Thompson piece for many years, and this is the first time I've heard it outside its typical arrangement for SATB, soprano, alto, tenor, and bass. Did you all get together and do the arrangement for your own voices? Is it tailored for you? So
we know we cannot take credit for it. It actually was Randall Thompson's arrangement.
Oh.
And he wanted to do it, and it took him about 14 years. He kept coming back to it and coming back to it, and he couldn't figure out sort of how to crack the nut. And there's some interesting letters that he wrote to some of his contemporary composer friends talking about how it was just this puzzle that he couldn't solve. And finally he did. And when you hear it for Men's Voices, you hear that it's not a typical arrangement where it's just sort of a transposition of parts, but he takes pieces of the SATB lines and sort of passes them throughout all of the Men's Voices. And so it's really an interesting solution, because he really wanted to arrange it for Men's Voices, but he really couldn't figure out how to do that. So he did finally, and I don't know why it's not sung more often.
We are live at the Levin Performance Studio at WFMT. Cantus, our special guest, a wonderful studio audience joining us as well. The grouping of songs we're about to hear called Songs Known Throughout These Countries. We'll hear first Esti Dal by Zoltán Kodály, Waltzing Matilda by Stephen Leake, and finally Randall Thompson's Alleluia. Once again, Cantus.
What a jolly swag man
can't buy a bill of bond under the shade
of a coolie tree.
And he sang as he watched and waited for his billy board.
You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me,
Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, you'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he watched and waited for the billy to board. You'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me.
Down came a jumper,
green by the billboard. Jumped the swagman round him we three, and he sang as he shoved that jumper in his sucker bag.
You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me,
waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me, and he sang as he watched and waited for the billy to board. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Up goes Cora, mounted on his load.
Up go the troopers,
one, two, three. Where's that jolly jumba you got in your tucker bag? You'll come waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You'll come waltzing Matilda with me.
Up goes my tiny swag in the bag.
Hallelujah.
Cantus. Performing songs throughout these countries, we heard first Este Dal by Zoltan Kodály, Waltzing Matilda by Stephen Leek, and concluding that section, the Alleluia by Randall Thompson. Cantus are very welcome guests this afternoon, live at our Levin Performance Studio here on WFMT for another impromptu. Aaron, I'm wondering if we have any original members here with us today.
We don't. You know, actually, last year we lost our last St. Olaf alum. We do have a young man who works in our office who is a graduate of St. Olaf, but we don't have any singers currently from the old days. We've got a couple, myself and Chisor, who have been with the group for 10 years, and three new singers this year, Blake, Zach, and Matt Goins, who just started in June of last year.
Is there an audition process if someone leaves the ensemble? Call your friends to start with?
Well, we have an audition every year, and yeah. it is a process would be a good word, I would say, for it. It starts with pre-screening tapes, not tapes anymore, I'm showing my age. pre-screening recordings sent digitally through outer space. And we choose about usually 9 to 12 singers to bring in for a live audition. We hear them sing repertoire, solo repertoire with a pianist. We ask them to sight sing. We do some pitch matching and pitch memory exercises, placing tones and chords. And we ask them to sing My Country Tis of Thee a number of ways. That's a song that has been used for a long time for voice matching in vocal ensembles and in choirs. And then we bring all of the auditionees together, and we have prepared pieces where we listen to them sing as part of the ensemble. So we plug in different combinations until we find the right voices. And so the three new singers that we have with us today went through that process last year or the year before. And then we keep files of who those folks were that got high marks. And when a spot opens up, then we certainly give them a call and invite them to be part of the ensemble.
Pitch and voice matching, absolutely critical in a group like this. And for the benefit of our radio listeners and our web listeners, it's interesting to watch all of you make eye contact with one another as you're singing. There is no set conductor standing before them as they perform this afternoon. Is that something that you just do naturally, or is that something that helps everyone stay in and give the true sense of ensemble?
It's certainly a little bit of both. Yeah. When a singer comes to Cantus, at first the constant eye contact and looking at your colleagues can be a little foreign, a little bit strange. But that is how we get our cues for ensemble, whether from a head nod or watching each other's mouths to see when someone else is forming the consonant to make sure you're putting it on at the same time. And then, of course, the eyes can convey the emotion of the song and help make sure that we're all on the same page as to the affect of the piece.
And who's the gentleman giving the pitch? We have a person with a...
That is Chris Foss, yeah. And he's working on his best Dvorak beard. and he uses a tuning fork, which will strike just A440, right. And then he gives us whatever note we need. It's much more dependable than a pitch pipe because it can't get clogged with lint and it can't get smashed in your pocket. And it would take a real brute strength to affect the tuning of a tuning fork.
True enough. Our final selections are two Ave Marias under the heading Songs Sung in Prayer, the Ave Maria by Leos Janacek, and finally the Ave Maria by Franz Biebel. Are these special arrangements of the Ave Maria for this group?
Well, the Biebel Ave Maria has been with Cantus from the very early years. When the first group of guys got together, it was just a quartet, and three of them had been cello players, and so that's where the impetus for a chamber ensemble had come. And when they wanted to sing the Biebel Ave Maria, they needed three more guys because it's seven parts. Mm. And we have had it with us ever since, and I think almost every year it has shown up on one program or another. At this point, it's always on Christmas when we do our Christmas program back in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul. The Janáček Ave Maria is a piece that we discovered when we were recording Song of a Czech. And it's an interesting take on the Ave Maria because it's really not the full Ave Maria text. We get sort of snippets of that traditional text sung in Czech at the beginning and the end. But then the whole middle section is a Lord Byron poem that's been translated into Czech. And it's talking about being out in nature and the roses and the flowers and sort of comparing the natural beauty of the world to the spiritual. And it's a really interesting take on that tradition.
Well, we're delighted to be looking forward to listening to songs sung in prayer. First, Ave Maria's, the Leos Janáček setting of the Ave Maria, and finally, the Ave Maria by Franz Biebel. Once again, Cantus.
Thank you. Maria. Et concepit Spiritus Sancto.
Et habitat